You rely on this podcast to stay informed and connected with your local community, and we rely on you. Without listener support, this show simply wouldn't exist. Be a part of the team that makes this show possible by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute. Donate at KUOW.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thank you. Good evening. From the KUOW newsroom, this is Seattle Now. I'm Paige Browning. Here are today's top stories. It's Thursday, April 25th. Grizzly bears are about to make a comeback in Washington State. Federal officials announced this morning the decision to reintroduce grizzlies to North Cascades National Park. This was no light decision. It comes after a half century of debate around these apex predators of the West. And today, the grizz won. Scott Schuyler with the Upper Skagit Indian Tribe calls the reintroduction a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
The tribe has thousands of years of coexistence with these creatures, the grizzly bear. And of course, you know, our survivability is forever connected to these creatures too. They're a window into our future.
But many rural residents near the North Cascades don't want this as a part of their future. They say the safety risk to hikers and farmers is too great. It's been nearly 20 years since a grizzly bear was sighted in western Washington. The bears were officially protected as a threatened species south of Alaska in 1975. In transit news, Bellevue is days, actually hours away now from its very own train. Light rail will start running on the east side of Lake Washington on Saturday. Joshua McNichols asked people in Bellevue how they're feeling.
I found Dana Jane sitting on a sunny bench near the new downtown Bellevue light rail station.
It's a good thing, and we look forward to start using it.
Are you going to be there on opening day?
Oh, yes.
Tell me what you have planned for that day.
Oh, I just want to ride, to make 5 trips. Just appreciate, you know, anything new is enticing.
So you're going to make 5 trips? You're just going to go back and forth on the light rail all day?
No, I come, drop, do a few errands, go back, just like that.
The new light rail line is just a stub running from South Bellevue to South Redmond. It'll connect with light rail in Seattle in 2025. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
We got a court decision on guns today in Washington. High-capacity gun magazines have been illegal for a couple years and now will remain illegal while a court case about them plays out. Jeannie Lindsay explains.
It all started in 2022 when Washington banned large-capacity magazines. That's a gun magazine that holds more than 10 rounds. Then, last fall, the state sued a gun dealer in southwest Washington for allegedly violating that law for more than a year after it was enacted. But the gun dealer says the ban is unconstitutional, and the two sides are fighting it out in court. Fast forward to this month, a Cowlitz County Superior Court judge struck the ban down and agreed with the gun dealer that the law is unconstitutional. Now the state is appealing, and the state Supreme Court commissioner decided to put the ban back in place. Today's decision means it will stay in place while that appeal process plays out. The case could be decided by an appeals court or the state Supreme Court. I'm Jeannie Lindsay in Olympia.
Electrical workers throughout this region have been on strike this week. They're unionized with IBEW Local 46. And after weeks of fruitless bargaining sessions, the union shut down 8 work sites this week. Workers are striking for fair pay, paid holidays, and for better safety measures, like radios, says Mike Holcomb.
That would really help because, you know, where phones can't penetrate, radios can. And if you get crushed by something or you're stuck up in a lift, anything happens, you can call somebody for help.
These workers are doing big jobs, making sure buildings have telecommunications and safety systems, such as fire alarms. On the other side of the bargaining table is the Puget Sound chapter of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. Their response is that radios are provided as needed and that the association will continue to negotiate in good faith. They'll go back to negotiating a contract tomorrow. There have been some Los Angeles-Seattle comparisons this week on rain because LA's been getting more than we have. The Seattle Times wrote today that while Seattle's had just under 13 inches of rain this year, dreary Los Angeles has had closer to 16, part of one of its rainiest periods on record. The newspaper says the trend has a bit to do with the El Nino pattern. Seattle's making some headway on rain today and could log another inch by the end of the weekend. The Seattle Kraken are making it easier for fans to watch their games next season by leaving regional cable sports network Root Sports. Vaughn Jones has more.
More than 70 games next season will be broadcast for free on King 5 and its Kong sister station in Seattle. And Washington Amazon Prime members will also be able to stream next season's Kraken games for no extra cost. Amazon's deal with the Kraken is its first with an NHL team, but the e-commerce giant has been broadcasting both NFL and WNBA games since 2021. Kraken president Victor DeBonis told the Seattle Times that the decision to part ways with the Mariners-owned Root Sports was mutual and amicable. Vaughn Jones, KUOW News.
A select group of building owners in downtown Seattle now owe the city $16 million. It stems from a special tax that the city's levying on businesses and homes along the waterfront that are benefiting from park and road renovations. Most property owners have been paying the tax, but 21 properties went to court to get their fee lowered. They won their argument in a King County court, but this week lost at the state's Court of Appeals. Now the city will get to collect $16 million these properties had held out. The properties, which include the Marriott and Hyatt hotels, according to the Seattle Times, have 30 days to petition the state Supreme Court. And before I go, heads up that Taha Ebrahimi is talking tonight about her new book, Street Trees of Seattle, the whole focus of this morning's episode. Check it out if you didn't get a chance. And you can go meet Taha, a lovely Seattleite, and hear about the book at Third Place Books in Ravenna tonight at 7. Next time on Seattle Now, it's Casual Friday. Our panel talks about the grand opening of light rail on the east side, and things get a bit emotional.
I'm excited about the light rail. When the light rail to Northgate opened up, I remember, and this is sort of embarrassing, I like cried just a little. I was on the train and I was like, this is kind of magical.
That's tomorrow morning on the podcast. And that's a wrap from the KUOW newsroom in Seattle. Our producer's Andy Hurst, and I'm Paige Browning. Seattle Now and KUOW are members of the NPR network. See ya.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.